Hello there, it's Caroline here, and I thought I'd do a different posting today. I thought I'd do an audio post, just to ring the changes a little bit. And this is the only time, this is only the second time I've done this. I thought it would be quite fun to do, and I just wanted to talk about what we're looking for with regard to accommodation. We are looking around on the internet for a place to stay, not just whilst we're in Italy, but actually getting there, en route to getting there as well, although that'll only probably involve a couple of nights. And the last time we stayed in Italy, we stayed at what they call an Italian agriturismo, and I think the translation for that is a farm accommodation. And the apartment was called, well, the complex was called La Colombaia. Well, it wasn't a complex, it was, I think, four apartments, really nicely done. And we found it by searching on the internet, which we'll do again. But our requirements are actually quite simple. We're looking for self-accommodation with a reasonable size kitchen, because whilst we love to eat out, we also like to prepare, you know, some food at home too. We're looking for somewhere where we can integrate with an Italian family and get to understand their way of life. One of the things we've been doing in the run-up to going on our holiday is to learn Italian, and we do this by having a weekly Italian quiz using Skype. So to be able to or to have to speak Italian with an Italian family, I think would be good. We'll need two bedrooms and good internet access, but I suppose if we had reasonable internet access, we'd actually be pleased with that. What we must have is some access. Location wise, I suppose ideally it would be good to have somewhere based in between, well, somewhere in the middle of the north, say around about Cremona, so we're not too far to drive to Portofino in the west or Venice in the east. Or alternatively, we'd have a place, we could base ourselves there, also in Genoa, which would then be suitable for exploring around Portofino and Liguria. And one other thing that we both really quite like is a swimming pool. And I kid you not, perhaps we've been spoilt, but we had a beautiful swimming pool at La Colombaia. In fact, we put a couple of shots of the pool on the blog. So, you know, we may have been spoiled, but why not? Let's put it down. And an additional bonus would be to be near, I don't know, an ice cream factory. Ha ha. That would be definitely a bonus, but then we'd probably have to do more walking to walk it all off. So, as I say, we're looking around, we're starting to look around now and see what sort of places we can find. Well, that's all for the moment. Until next time.